Now time for a locker room chat with Valley Heights and football coach Cody Trimble after a 38-30 win against Marysville. Coach, how fun was this one?
It was a real fun game. Obviously would have liked to see some more stops on the defensive side of the ball, but a lot of back and forth scoring made for a fun night, and then the way that we finished it on a last second pass really sealed the deal. So, yeah, it was a fun game.
Yeah, it certainly was a fun one. Almost 700 yards of offense, and you guys were able to really make your statement in the second quarter. You guys scored 22 points. What are your thoughts on how that all unfolded?
Yeah, we took care of the ball better in the second quarter. Allowed us to put some drives in the end zone, finish them off the right way. And then we had another big special team score from Jaden DeWalt on a kickoff return with just a few seconds left in the half. So to be able to put up those kind of points in a quarter and then also be able to take the momentum into halftime like that was huge for us.
And, Coach, you guys suffered a couple of turnovers. How were you guys able to keep your guys locked in and focused and try to recalibrate, basically, and get back in the game?
You know, running the offense we do, the option, we expect, you know, it's a little bit of a risk. You're going to have some turnovers here and there as you go through the game. Obviously, we want to minimize those as much as possible. But we preach to the guys all week that it's going to be a four-quarter fight because they're a physical team. They're a lot like us, do a lot of the same things. And it's going to be a four-quarter fight, so don't worry about what just happened on the last play. Just continue to focus on the next one because it's going to take all four quarters.
Coach Kasem Bigham, what a day he had. He had 13 carries for 102 yards, one of his best games he's ever had in his entire career at Valley Heights. What are your thoughts on the way he was able to run the ball?
He did a good job. Hit the hole much better than he has been the last, especially early in the season. But also, Carson did a much better job reading things and just taking what the defense gave him instead of trying to force it sometimes to the edge. Marysville was rightfully so worried about Carson and Jaden out on the edge when they were running the option, and so they were trying to take that away, which opened up things for Kasem, and he did a good job when he got on the edge.
We're going to step aside for a quick break. We'll come back with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble. And, Coach, you guys already have a spot in the playoffs locked up, but you guys have a big matchup still coming up against Waubonsie. How important is this one to you guys?
It's a huge game for us. Opportunity to take a top spot in the district and earn the home field advantage for week 9. So, yeah, it's a huge district and playoff implication game on the line for us. Also, Waubonsie has gotten a lot of recognition preseason and throughout the year. All of it is rightfully deserved. So, to be able to knock off a top team and earn home field advantage in the playoffs would be a great night for us.
Coach, kind of zooming out on the big picture here, talking about your guys' program as a whole, you guys have really stepped up your game from a year ago. What are some things that you're most impressed by from your 2022 season to this year?
It really goes back 2 years with this group of seniors and juniors we have. These guys have had to basically play varsity football since they were freshmen and sophomores. It wasn't really a fair ask at the time to put them in some of those situations, but it was also our only option. And we just continued to preach throughout the last couple of years that, you know, if you stick with it and continue to work, it will eventually pay off. And so far this year it has. We had a couple injuries last year that hurt us, losing Caden Parker for the season. But I feel like we also, obviously Carson this year helps a ton, but I feel like we got some guys in some better spots to help the team overall. And, it's they've done a great job sticking with it and fighting through the tough times. But now that we're sitting at 5-1, we're just preaching that, you know, we got to finish the job.
Got a couple more weeks until playoffs start here with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble. Coach, this Waubonsie team has faced some teams that you guys have as well. What are some things that you've taken away from some of those similar matchups?
You know, you look at scores, and I know every game's different and this and that, but I think we're right there with them, just based off of the scores of the similar teams we've played. So I think it should be a good game this coming Friday. And if we can do a good job getting their quarterback under control, I think we have an opportunity to be successful if we play like we did last week.
I completely agree. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck on Friday against Waubonsie.
All right, thank you.
That was Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies.